Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. O gladsome light of holy glory, from deathless Father heavenly holy, blessed one, O Jesus Christ, alleluia most high. We come to sunset and we see, 'tis time to raise our twilight hymn. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia most high. We sing to Father and to Son, to Holy Ghost we sing to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia most high. And worthy art thou in all times, that ceaseless songs should sound thy praise. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia most high. O Son of God, 'tis life thou givest, so gives the world to thee its glory. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia most high. Amen. The Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord. The Lord's revelation to my master: sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth, on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change: you are priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord and King. We are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in the fellowship of all your saints in our heavenly homeland. The Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord. As the law prescribed, they offered to the Lord a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ear be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord, I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchmen for daybreak. Let watchmen count on daybreak and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Listen with compassion to our prayers, Lord. The forgiveness of sins is yours. Do not look on the wrong we have done, but grant us your merciful kindness. As the law prescribed, they offered to the Lord a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is, in him everything continues in being. It is he who is the head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet never sinned. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and favor and to find help in time of need. The Lord has made known his saving power. The Lord has made known his saving power, which he prepared in the sight of every people, his saving power. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has made known his saving power. Today the Blessed Virgin Mary presented the child Jesus in the temple, and Simeon, inspired by the Holy Spirit, took him in his arms and gave thanks to God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Today the Blessed Virgin Mary presented the child Jesus in the temple, and Simeon, inspired by the Holy Spirit, took him in his arms and gave thanks to God. today our Savior was presented in the temple, let us adore him as we say, Lord, may our eyes see your saving power. Christ Jesus, you are the light that enlightens all nations. Shine upon those who do not know you, that they may come to believe in you, the one true God. Lord, may our eyes see your saving power. You are the Redeemer and glory of your people, Israel. May your church proclaim your salvation to the ends of the earth. Lord, may our eyes see your saving power. Jesus, desire of the nations, Simeon the just man, rejoiced at your coming. Lead all men to recognize that you still come to them. Lord, may our eyes see your saving power. Lord, when you were presented in the temple, Simeon foretold that a sword of sorrow would pierce your mother's heart. Strengthen us to accept the sufferings we endure for the sake of your name. Lord, may our eyes see your saving power. Christ Jesus, joy of all the saints, Simeon longed to see you before he died, and his prayer was answered. Hear our plea for all the dead who still yearn to see you face to face. Lord, may our eyes see your saving power. Gathering our prayer and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. All-powerful Father, Christ your Son became man for us and was presented in the temple. May he free our hearts from sin and bring us into your presence. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alma Redemptoris Mater, quae per via Caeli porta manes, et stella Maris succure carenti, surgere qui curat populo, tuque genuisti, natura mirante, tum sanctum genitorem. Virgo prius, ac posterius, Gabrielis abore, sumens illudave, peccatorum miserere.